Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you grew up in a Mexican-American home, like our associate producer Tanya did, the words La Llorona.
La Llorona.
I can't roll my
It's a double L, so that's pronounced like a Y.
Okay.
La Llorona.
Yeah.
There you go.
Scares the crap out of you, right? That's how you roared to fear, like our boogeyman, correct?
Yes, exactly.
So you're stoked about this movie opening this weekend, or maybe you're not. Maybe it scares the crap out of you. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSOM.
So Tommy and I wanted to find out if it was just the Mexican-American, Hispanic culture, who is that? Or if there were other cultures that had something that made them fearful. Mm-hmm. So we went to two different people. First, Dorothy, who is
Vietnamese.
And we wanted to see if her culture had something. And then we went and talked to Madeline, who also grew up in a Mexican-American household, to find out about this.
Okay, so Dorothy.
Yes.
Do you know who La Llorona is?
I know she's a really scary person. And I think it means she's like the crying lady.
No.
Right?
Okay. Weeping woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Tanya's telling me about this and how kids would get scared with her. What would they do?
Well, the parents usually would say, the story is that this woman drowned her kids and then she goes looking for them because she feels bad. So instead she goes looking for real kids to make them her own.
Right.
Okay. So parents would say, if you don't act right, no. La Llorona is going to come and get you.
Right? Oh my God. I was like, that's so horrible. But then I was thinking back when I grew up in the Midwest, what my parents did, it was always the boogeyman. Does your culture have someone or anything like that? What did your parents do instead of what ours did?
If we were bad, we had a stick, like a little wooden stick.
Yeah.
And all they had to do was like, hey, if you don't behave, go get the stick. And we'd like just straighten out right away.
Right. They'd make you go get the stick.
Yeah.
But no boogeyman, no scary woman,
no,
nothing like that.
No boogeyman. I mean, you always kind of heard like little folk tales. Like there's a woman in a tree. I mean, I don't remember.
Well, that's where the stick comes from, duh. Wow.
Exactly.
The woman in the tree.
I know.
You want me to get the stick?
Yeah, right. The woman in the tree gave it to me.
My mom was a wooden spoon. Wooden spoon. My mom's only she's like not even 5 feet tall. So the spoon was almost bigger than her.
Yeah, right.
And then one time she smacked me with it because I totally deserved it and it broke in half and I started laughing.
Oh, boy.
And yeah.
That was the end of that.
And then dad got home.
Okay.
Madeline.
Yes.
Do you know who La Llorona is?
Yes.
What do you know about her?
She's a woman that I was told haunts around water looking for children, and she apparently takes you.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Right. And did your parents scare you with La Llorona?
Yes. We used to go camping at the La Jolla campgrounds, and they have that river, and we'd be sitting there, and everyone would be talking. See, that's why you guys are supposed to behave, because she's going to come and get you, and all. Scared to death.
Scary.
Are you guys going to do that to your own kids when you have them?
I probably will, if I'm being honest. Yeah.
I probably won't, because I'm a chicken. I'd scare myself.
We terrorize our children.
Yes, we do.
Hey, listen, if you're not good, a woman's going to come out of the water where she drowned her kids and take you.
Exactly.
Okay, have a good night's sleep, though.
So how was the movie, Tanya? Because you saw a screening of it. Was it scary?
I'm a huge horror movie fan, scary movie fan, and I actually really enjoyed it. And I don't know if it's because I have that Mexican background that I got like some. There's only a few references in it, but I thought it was a good amount of scare, and it wasn't too cheesy, and it lives in the Conjuring universe. So if you like the Conjuring movies and like Annabelle and all of those, it lives in that universe.
Do you have to see all those movies to understand?
No.
I've seen like one Conjuring and no Annabelles.
Oh,
talking dolls freak me out.
Oh, well, those are both very good. But no, you don't have to see those. It's a really good movie. And
it opens tonight, right?
Yeah, and especially if you grew up knowing La Llorona, it'll be even more scary.
All right.
Yeah.
Look at you. Thank you very much, Tanya. Go get a stick. I need to punish myself. Wasn't too impressed with that last break. I need to hit myself with a stick. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.